AP Radio News. Donald Trump said his visit with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto was a great honor. He tells reporters during a joint appearance with Peña Nieto in Mexico City that they had substantive and direct meeting, during which they discussed a number of issues, including trade and the impact of migrants from Central American nations and Mexico crossing the U.S. border.
This is a humanitarian disaster. The dangerous treks, the abuse by gangs and cartels, and the extreme physical dangers. And it must be solved.
Trump, when asked by reporters if they had talked about who would pay for a wall between the two countries, said they didn't discuss it. Hours later, Peña Nieto tweeted that he told Trump at the start of the meeting his country would not pay. Democrat Hillary Clinton, in a speech to the American Legion in Cincinnati, attacked Trump on a number of issues, including his calling claims of U.S. exceptionalism an insult to other nations.
My opponent in this race has said very clearly that he thinks American exceptionalism is insulting to the rest of the world.
Forecasters say tropical storm Hermine could be near hurricane strength by tomorrow night as it approaches Florida's Big Bend area, the Gulf Coast. National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist Stacy Stewart says Hermine will actually cover a pretty broad swath of central and northern Florida.
Even a couple hundred miles away, we're still going to see significant effects from Hermine. There's even the possibility of isolated tornadoes across central and northern Florida by Thursday afternoon and into Friday morning.
Tropical storm warning runs from just north of Tampa to Destin on the Panhandle. There is also a tropical storm watch along the Atlantic coast from Marine Land in Florida to Altamaha Sound in Georgia. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says efforts to conserve land and water are part of the effort against climate change. Mark Smith with more.
The president says conservation does more than just preserve natural beauty.
Scientific evidence shows us that climate change is caused by human activity. And when we protect our lands, it helps us protect the climate for the future.
And speaking at the Lake Tahoe summit, he said such efforts are more urgent than ever. He pointed to the lake's warming and increasingly cloudy waters, as well as drought and wildfires across the West. En route to a summit in China, Obama's also stopping at an atoll in the Pacific in what he's just made the world's largest marine protected area. Mark Smith, Washington.
Alaska State Troopers say all those on board two small planes died in a mid-air collision today. Troopers did not say how many people died, but the Alaska National Guard said earlier that a total of five people were on the two planes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.